The music travels from Cambridge, Massachusetts, to Lynchburg, Virginia, to Brooklyn, New York. It can sound like this.
Everybody's saying that I'm not so cool, so I'm going back to charm school.
The song is Charm School from a new CD by the very same name. The band is Bishop Allen, a quartet that's made a kind of loop along the eastern seaboard only to settle comfortably into our studios in New York City. Bishop Allen includes Justin Rice, Christian Rutter, Bonnie Corinne, and Margaret Miller. Thank you all very much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Not
Thank
all
you.
At once now. And tell me about, we began with Charm School, which is just a wonderful sort of song that makes you want to get up and kick your feet and at least take off the top half of your clothes.
Yeah, we like to party with our shirts off pretty much all the time.
Well, the weather's getting to permit that now. That wonderful lyric, those lovely afternoons with all those forks and spoons, my Charm School made me ready for today. Any of you folks from that kind of background?
I actually did attend Charm School.
Now, is this Justin?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I grew up in Dallas, and as part of my upbringing, I did, in fact, attend Charm Schools, cotillions, debutante balls, those kinds of things. And, I mean, we did. We sat there on Saturdays for hours at a time and learned which fork to use when, you know, how to gracefully take a bone out of your mouth.
Before you choke on it, you mean?
Right. I mean, that's kind of what they teach you. I guess they try to make you comfortable in uncomfortable situations, you know. And they just kind of make you rehearse these things over and over again, these like small southern rituals, so that you know when you're sitting at the table how to behave as if you know how to behave.
And what bishop is the group named after?
Bishop Richard Allen, who was the namesake of the street that Justin and I lived on when we sort of conceived of some of the first songs of our band.
It's a street in Central Square in Cambridge, Massachusetts, a very short street, but one that we lived on and had a really good time on for a few years.
Now, Justin Rice and Christian Rutter, you were at a school called Harvard, I gather?
Yes.
Yes.
When you started playing together, yeah.
Yeah, that's where we met. And we started recording songs for Bishop Allen, and we went to Lynchburg for a few months to kind of jumpstart the album. And then when we moved to New York and we're wrapping it up, we met Bonnie and Margaret, and we just play guitar, so we needed people to round out our band. And so they joined up. And we've been playing as a foursome since the summer.
So Bonnie and Margaret, if I might call you Bonnie and Margaret.
Sure.
Where did you folks go to school?
Oh, I went to Yale.
And I went to Brown.
Oh. Do you mind if I ask, I mean, bright, intelligent, motivated, captivating young women like you, Bonnie and Margaret, how did you wind up with two Harvard guys?
I don't know, but my mom was happy.
I found myself a queen in a bright sundress. She was prettier than me, but she liked me best. I don't know why, but she couldn't stand still. All the radio was playing, it was time to kill.
We were throwing furniture off the roof. We watched it shatter on the wind.
Singing la 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 la.
Throwing furniture off the roof, did I get that right?
That's right.
Yes.
That was one of the staples of living at Bishop Allen Drive. Every day, we'd throw something off the roof.
Yeah, usually it was ice because it would disappear. I mean, it was easy. It was free to make.
Bottles of fish sauce, lots of furniture, computers.
We were bored.
I have to say, the strangest experience that I had when in talking about the album was when a friend came up to me and said, that Bishop Allen Drive song is my favorite because it always makes me think of the time when I threw furniture off the roof.
It's really fun. It's better than moving.
I guess this. I just missed this in my youth. I can't. Well, there's no reason why I can't enjoy it now.
Never.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm telling you.
You can start with a small stool.
And a big parking lot behind you.
You've got to take a chest of drawers. And you get two people, one on each side, and you hurl it as far as you can out into the parking lot behind your house. And it'll smash into 1,000 pieces.
Yeah, that's destructive behavior, isn't it? Couldn't you get hurt? Couldn't you hurt somebody?
It's the gravity that's doing it. We're just letting it go.
It's destructive behavior, but it's not really
directed
towards other people.
A drawer knob could blow off and conk some Nobel laureate in the head.
That's true.
Woman's on the verge of coming up with a cure for something, and you know, your wing chair takes it out of his or her mind.
Or like a great cartoon, you know, that it knocks that idea right into their head.
Will the mischief in her eyes gave me something to believe. And while I knew she couldn't stay, I guess I never heard her leave. I don't know why, but she couldn't stand still. The radio was playing, it was time to kill.
Bonnie Corinne, that's you singing the chorus?
Yes, that's me.
So you began by singing chorus backup for them?
I began by singing chorus backup. I was afraid of doing it, I have to say, because I had very little experience with rock music, you know, being in a rock band with listening to rock music, and it was like crash course in listening to rock music.
Well, what had you been singing?
I sang a lot of jazz and standards. Nothing electric. I had never been that close to an amp before, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty exciting. And I had a lot of fun.
Spending time together is easy when you spend so much time apart. I gave up my freedom, but I gained a second heart. Second heart is all I need this fall, 'cause you know I need someone to sing me to sleep.
And Margaret Miller, how did you get added to this group?
I was in a band that sort of ended tragically, so I was left at loose ends without a band to call my own. And so I heard through a friend of a friend that these two guys were looking for a drummer. And when I first met Christian and Justin, they had asked me to have dinner with them. Mm-hmm. And I was living very low budget at the time, so I suggested that we meet at Burritoville. But they didn't like the looks of Burritoville, so instead we went out to a French restaurant and ordered all the desserts on the menu, and that's pretty much what we had for dinner.
Have you been so successful yet that you can give up day jobs?
No.
No.
Justin and I spend almost our entire day on the band, you know, from the morning until the evening. Justin works freelance as a casting director, so when he works, he's gone from the city for a couple weeks at a time. But when he's not working, he's there full time.
Bonnie Corinne?
I teach first grade.
That's what I heard.
St. Anne's is where I teach. They're a marvelous school. I'm extremely happy to be there. My kids are brilliant and wonderful. I actually brought the CD in once, and we had a dance party at lunchtime.
And Margaret Miller?
I am lucky enough to have a day job that I kind of don't want to quit, which is I'm working at HarperCollins Children's Books in the editorial department and sort of churning out to books for the young people.
Are you all waiting for something let's say waiting for a nationally broadcast interview?
The truth is that after a while you stop waiting. I mean, affirmation comes so slow, and it takes a lot of work before anybody notices that you're doing anything. And if you're just kind of sitting there really actually waiting for it to happen, there's no way that you'll persist to the point where it does. You just kind of have to wake up and do it because you feel some desire to do it.
Now, you've brought some instruments along with you, right?
Yeah. Yes. We got a guitar, Glockenspiel, a fish, a shaker, and a tambourine.
A fish?
Is it called a fish?
Yeah.
It's called a fish.
It's red and green and wood.
Well, we were thinking the song Ghosts Are Good Company might be good for an in-studio performance.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll do maybe a verse and a chorus of it.
Sure. So. Thank you.
All right. Should we do that now? Yeah.
Please, yeah. We can.
Okay, ready? One, two, three. I was afraid. Afraid of the emptiness. Afraid of the silence. Afraid of my ghosts. Now they're here. We can share laughter. Talk about old times. It's not so bad. I can't do this, I can't do that. I can't believe I got so fat. At least ghosts are good company. I can't believe it is so cold. I should get up before I get old. And then I'll change my ways before my ways change me.
This is a very nice song.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, is there a mental city in which your music is set? I don't mean just New York City or Cambridge for that matter, but you listen to these songs in total, there's almost like a community comes into your mind after a while.
I mean, I always feel like there are recurring characters in the song, you know, like kind of the people that you see at the end of the night as you're walking down the streets, you know, the restless souls, the people singing to themselves on the subway. There's a certain community, or this idea of a community of the people who are like kind of insomniacs pacing these city streets that are bright but lonely. And I feel like that's the town where we play our music, kind of. It's like a strange party for people who are otherwise somewhat sad and downtrodden.
I was spending my days with my demons, yeah. They had taken up inside of my heart. They were trying to keep me entertained. They were tearing me apart. Well, my memory, she was packing, yeah. And I knew that you would never come back. She handed me a letter, and then she vanished in the black. And the letter said, things are what you make of them, things are what you make of them, babe. And you know what I mean, yeah, you know what I mean.
You know, I like this song a lot. I like all of your music a lot, and I think the lyrics in this song are particularly good, but I've got to ask a question. I'm sorry, I don't mean to put two Harvard guys on the spot, but will it ever be possible to have a rock song written that doesn't include the word baby?
No.
What's the point?
It's a famous proof, actually.
QED.
By Euler.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to
Thank
all
you.
Of you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Bishop Allen is Justin Rice, Christian Rutter, Bonnie Corinne, and Margaret Miller. Jack Woodhull played Glockenspiel during the band's in-studio performance. Bishop Allen's new CD is called Charm School, and there is more about the band on our website at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
He was telling me, things are what you make of them, things are what you make of them, man.